From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick in Washington, actually.
And I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles. Coming up, does losing Congress mean political advisor Karl Rove is losing his touch?
First, sure, she called him incompetent, dangerous, and an emperor with no clothes. But at the White House today, Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi may have just asked President Bush to pass the salt. The two had lunch. Here is the speaker in waiting after that lunch.
Thank you for the opportunity to join you and the vice president in what I think was a very productive meeting. We both extended the hand of friendship, of partnership to solve the problems facing our country, the challenges that America's working families face.
NPR White House correspondent David Green joins us now. David, President Bush and Speaker-to-be Pelosi had a little photo op in the Oval Office after the lunch. How did the two look together?
Alex, it was pretty remarkable. After covering this campaign and watching these two really go at each other on the campaign trail, as you said, Pelosi really attacked the president. President Bush at one campaign stop after the other went after her, mocked her for her views on tax cuts, mocked her party. And the two of them were sitting here as friends. They were speaking, saying nice things about each other, saying they look forward to working with one another. They did both make clear that there are going to be issues they disagree on, which was, I think, a message to their constituencies that they know that they're not always going to get along. But for now, it was a day of niceties. But of course, we'll see how long that lasts.
So do you know anything more about what they talked about? Was this just, listen, we're going to be able to talk together? Or did they talk about maybe this ambitious legislative program that Ms. Pelosi says she wants to get working on early in January?
Well, you know, Alex, I think that the two sides were so determined to make this just a really pleasant photo op that they didn't get into the nitty gritty with us once the reporters were brought into the Oval Office. They spoke about big problems that they want to solve together. But you can be sure that Pelosi brought up some of the things that she wants to do, such as raise the minimum wage, some of the things that were important to her party. And the president probably spoke about some of the issues important to him. But again, they really wanted to make this a pleasant photo op. I think this might be one of the few times where the White House and the new Democratic leadership had the same desires for an event like this.
David, this is actually President Bush's second big meeting of the day, or at least the second one that we know about. Earlier today, he met with his cabinet. This is the first time they've had a chance to meet since the election. And Donald Rumsfeld was not there, although I guess he still is the Secretary of Defense. Where was he?
He was at an event that we are told was pre-planned out in Kansas, at Kansas State University. But his absence was certainly an interesting message. The president announced the day before that he was going to be resigning, and this was potentially a way for him to send a message to Americans after this tough election that he is making some changes when it comes to the war and at the Pentagon. The president came out. He said two things. One was, we know that we lost the election, and my cabinet understands that we're now going to work with Democrats. We accept the results. But it was also an interesting moment because it was the president sort of saying, hey, I'm still the president. I'm going to try and control a bit of the agenda, because he said, look, we've got issues I want Congress to tackle now before the session ends. He talked about some trade issues. So it was a moment when he said, yes, you know, Democrats won, I accept it. But also a moment when the president was saying, hey, I still have some control here.
NPR's David Green speaking with us from the White House. David, thank you again.
Always a pleasure, Alex.